Okay. Shalom lekulam. Today's shiur will talk a little bit about using Zoom or other technologies. I just want to make sure that people understand that I don't work for Zoom. I'm not trying to sell any Zoom shares. Zoom is just as good as WhatsApp and other technologies that allow us to communicate by seeing each other's faces. That's what I mean by doing mitzvot on Zoom. I want to think together with you about certain mitzvot, whether or not they can be kept and fulfilled the same way using these technologies. So, for example, everyone's talking now about the Seder and doing the Seder. I'm not going to talk about that too much because it's a bit of a delicate topic, but I do want to start. I want to start with mitzvot bein adam lamakom. L'chaveru, I'm sorry. I want to talk about Ben Adam L'chaveru. Most people would think that maybe I would talk about Ben Adam L'makom. However, I would like to focus on the mitzvot that we do to each other. Can we use Zoom to fulfill this mitzvot? Before I actually talk about those examples, I would like to, as introduction, I'd like to explain something very, very important. First of all, I want to say that I am not coming to rule any halachic ruling here, what you should be doing. I'm going to learn together with you all what definitions of certain mitzvot are, and then we're going to figure out whether or not Zoom can fulfill those definitions of those mitzvot. Even if we argue at the end that certain mitzvot cannot be done by Zoom, that doesn't mean that you should not use Zoom for reaching out to people, as I'll soon explain. The second point I wanted to start with in the beginning here is to mention that the times that we are living right now are creating a lot of questions for people, how to go on in their routine, how to continue their life. And obviously in the world of halacha, these questions are coming up too. I think it's very important to remember at this point that the principles of Judaism, when it comes to Shmirat HaNefesh and when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh, are very clear. Although we all grew up with these rules being principles of our faith, it seems that we still need to remind ourselves sometimes that these principles are really fundamental, that they're really, really important. I'll give you an example. I personally this week stopped saying Kaddish for my father because there's no minyanim left. And as much as it's emotionally very difficult to stop saying Kaddish in the middle of the year, I realize that that is the halachic correct thing to do. We believe that saying Kaddish and learning Torah is an ilui for the neshama. I want to believe with all my heart, and I do, that keeping Torah is really the greatest ilui for the neshama. And if our Torah tells us right now that we must not say Kaddish, and that we must not go to shul, and we must not daven in the minyan, then surely that is the ilui of the neshama. So for all those of us who feel bad, I would say in a similar way, if someone's saving someone's life in Shabbos and has to drive to the hospital because of that, I don't think he should feel bad for driving on Shabbat. Nafochu, you just fulfilled the mitzvah. You saved a life. So right now, the mitzvah is not to go to shul. The mitzvah is not to go to say Kaddish and not to be part of a minyan. That's what our Torah is telling us. So if that's really true, we have to look at the different alternatives of how we can fulfill perhaps these mitzvot by other means. And Zoom is one of them. So let's start first, as I mentioned, with mitzvot bein adam l'chaviro. I want to focus on the mitzvah of bikur cholim and the mitzvah of nichum avelim. Unfortunately, I can tell you that in the past week, I'm sure other people like myself have experienced doing nichum avelim on the phone. I know two people are sitting shiva this week who announced that they're not going to be receiving any visitors, and all the nichum avelim should be done by phone. And the question really comes up whether or not doing nichum avelim by Zoom or by phone really achieves and fulfills the mitzvah. Like I said in the beginning, even if the answer is no, no one's stopping you to make a phone call. You for sure should make that phone call. You should for sure make the Zoom call. You should contact your friends or your relatives who may be sitting Shiva. However, I'm right, as of now, I'm interested in the halachic discussion, whether or not making a phone call can actually fulfill the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim, as well as the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. 2 weeks ago, when I gave a shiur about Bikur Cholim, I mentioned the obvious that the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, as well as Nichum Avelim, do not require us to put our lives in danger to visit someone. That's obvious. In the situation of Pikuach Nefesh, of course, you should refrain from visiting someone if it entails endangering someone's life. However, can you replace the physical visit of Bikur Cholim with a telephone call? So before we actually go into this question, which was, by the way, asked by many poskim in the early 20th century, I would like to go over really quickly the source of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, as well as the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim. The Rambam, in source number one, you can see that the Rambam, as I mentioned 2 weeks ago, tells us that the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim and Nichum Avelim are a positive mitzvah commandment of rabbinical origin, to visit the sick and comfort the mourners. It's a derabbanan. However, the Rambam ends, and as you can see, I'm following with my mouth, although these mitzvot are of rabbinical origin, they are included in a pasuk, ve'afta l'reacha kamocha. The Rambam is saying that the fulfillment of visiting the sick, of nichum avelim, are a kiyum of a mitzvah deraita, ve'afta l'reacha kamocha, meaning the mitzvah itself to visit the sick is a derabbanan. What am I fulfilling by doing that? I'm fulfilling the mitzvah deraita of ve'afta l'reacha kamocha. This might be important when we go into the details of using a phone to fulfill this mitzvah. Let's go on to source number two. Here we have a very famous Gemara, a very famous story about Bikur Cholim. Ma'aseh b'talmid echad b'talmidei Rabbi Akiva shechala. One of Rabbi Akiva's students got sick, and apparently the chachamim lo nichnasu levakro. V'nichnas Rabbi Akiva levakro, uvishvil shekibdo v'rivto lefanav chaya. As a result of Rabbi Akiva's visit, he actually revived his student and brought him back to life. Amarle, Rabbi, Hichiatani, Rabbi, you revived me, you brought him back to life. Yatzar Rabbi Akiva v'darash kol mishein mevaker cholim ki ilu shofeich dami. So Rabbi Akiva came to tell us, firstly, that the mitzvah Bikur Cholim is a very important mitzvah. If you refrain from visiting the sick, you are shofeich damim, you're a murderer. What can we learn from this story? We may learn from this story that the purpose of Bikur Cholim might actually be to physically help the chole to bring him back to life. In an extreme way, I would say that a doctor is mekayim the mitzvah according to the Bikur Cholim, because he's actually helping the chole to become better. It could very well be that what the Gemara is saying here, that when we visit the sick, the idea is to really bring them koach, a strength, that they can get better. Rav Dimi goes on and says, kol she'ein mevaker chole ein mevakesh lav rachamim, lo she'yichye v'lo she'yemut. The Rav Dimi here in this Gemara talks about the idea of bakashat rachamim. Here is another alternative possibility of what Bikur Cholim is about. Here, it could be that the reason, the idea of Bikur Cholim might be for us to daven for the chole and to ask Kadosh Baruch Hu rachamim. That seems to be, appears in the Rishonim too. We look at source number three. The Ramban takes this very seriously and says, kol ha-mevaker ta chole v'lo bikesh alav rachamim, lo kiyem ha-mitzvah. That's a very, very extreme way of putting it. That the main idea of mitzvat bikur cholim is to pray for the chole. Those are the two possibilities of Bikur Cholim. A, either to assist the chole, to help him to take care of his needs, and the second one might be to pray for him. You probably can see where this is going if we are trying to understand if we can achieve both of these ideas by a telephone call. So let's go to Rav Moshe Feinstein, who already many, many years ago asked his shaila. And in source number 4, you can see that Rav Moshe talks about Bikru Cholim Al Yedei HaTelefon. In classic Rav Moshe, any word that comes from the English and he writes in Yiddish or Hebrew, it has at least 25 ayins, like 35 olives in it. This is a bit, actually quite a short for him. The telephone, right? Sometimes I ask my Talmidim to read these words, my American Talmidim to read these words, and they can't understand how to pronounce these words, like try elevator. Anyway, says Rav Moshe the following. Hine pashut lan yudati, she'av she'mekem mitvat bikur cholim, aval eino shayach lomar shiyotze yidei chova, kevan shechaser bivikur ze inyanim achirim. Says Rav Moshe, yes, for sure, if you have no alternative, if there's no way you can visit the person that's sick, either because he's far away or because we're talking about someone who has a contagious sickness, so you should not visit them. But and you can't visit them, better to make the phone call. But you should know, says Rav Moshe, that the real mitzvah of Bikur Cholim is to actually physical visit the chole, and by making a phone call, it's not so clear that you're able to achieve the proper mitzvah. Why is that? Because Rav Moshe says, and this is very interesting, Rav Moshe points out because there are a few things that you actually can fulfill by Bikur Cholim when you physically go to him. He says, the person that you're visiting, physically might feel better only if he actually sees your presence, if he feels that you're there with him. He goes on. Interesting. It's not just about the chole who is going to get better, but it's the visitor, the mevaker. When you physically visit your friend and you see his condition, that might make you want to daven more for that person. It will create a better tefillah for you. And lastly, Rav Moshe points out, ulai mitkabelet sham hatfilah biyoter mishum dashchina metzuya imacholeh. If you recall, we said before that one of the main reasons of Bikur Cholim is to pray, to daven for the choleh. Says Rav Moshe, the best place to daven for the chole is at the chole's bed, because we believe that the shechina is above the chole's head, and therefore that would be the proper place to pray. Obviously, one cannot achieve that by a telephone. So that's Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says you are, in one hand, fulfilling part of the mitzvah Bikur Cholim by going there, by making a phone call, but you're not fulfilling the proper mitzvah and all the different ideas that one can fulfill in the mitzvah. I want to point out two other poskei of the 20th century that discuss this question and have more extreme views. On one hand, we have Reb Osher Weiss, the Minchas Asher, Reb Osher Weiss, the big posek who lives today in Yerushalayim, a huge Talmud Chacham, who I'm sure people are familiar with. Reb Asher Weiss has a tshuva about this, in which he disagrees with Rav Moshe Feinstein. And he writes, by the way, if you want to look it up, it's in the Minchas Asher and Bereishis. In the beginning there, I don't remember which parasha, maybe, but one of the beginning parashas of Bereishis, he says that Chazal told us how to do that, Larecha Kamocha, as we mentioned in the Rambam. The rabbis taught us, you want to fill Larecha Kamocha, you must go and visit the sick. Almost, he doesn't say this, but I'm explaining it. It's as if he's saying, you want to shake a lulav to do a mitzvah, you have to shake the lulav. There's a ma'aseh mitzvah of shaking the lulav, of putting on tzitzis, of putting on tefillin, sitting in the sukkah, bikur cholim. That is the mitzvah, to physically visit the sick. You want to use a phone, use a phone. But that's not the geder of the mitzvah of bikur cholim. He actually argues with Rav Moshe and says he doesn't think you fulfill the mitzvah at all by making a phone call. On the other extreme, there's a fascinating tshuva of Rav Huttner. Rav Huttner in the Pachad Yitzchak, in his letters, discusses his question, and he argues the following. He says that the mitzvah of bikur cholim, the word bikur, Rav Zuckerman says, a nano visit, bilaz, he writes, ela shitirgumo hu milashon bikoret tiye, klomar ha'iyun b'matzavo shel achole, shepirusho investigation. Right? He writes, the word levaker in modern Hebrew is to criticize, to investigate, and he explains that the idea of bikur cholim is to investigate and to find out how the chole is doing. How can I help him? How can I give him some kind of medicine or food, whatever he needs? That is the essence of the mitzvah bikur cholim, and therefore he argues this mitzvah can be done by phone, just as it can be done by physically visiting the chole. And therefore, he suggests that there's no difference between making a phone call and actually physically visiting the chole, because you can achieve this idea in both cases. So what do we have until now? We have three opinions, two extremes. We have Rav Osher Weiss, who says making a phone call is not the mitzvah bikur cholim. We have a Huttner, who says it's totally the mitzvah. And we have Rav Moshe Feinstein, who argues that you're fulfilling part of the mitzvah, but part you are not. What I find fascinating is source number 5, and I think people will really enjoy this source, written by Dayan Weiss, the Minchas Yitzchak, who was a Dayan in Manchester, came from Europe to Manchester in England, and then moved to Eretz Yisrael and became the head of the Eidah Charedis. In his Tshuvas, the Minchas Yitzchak, and I'm pointing it out, and I hope you can all follow what I'm reading on the page, you will see in source number 5, B'mitzvat bikur cholim ha'yaldei ha'talofen, that's also talofen in Yiddish, right? But look at the date, Tafshin Tetzayin, 1957. In 1957, the Minchas Yitzchak suggests the following. Let's read this. De'im yitpateach ha-television l'shimush yechidim kemo ha-telefon v'yu yecholim lirot ha-chole u'lesaper imo kedaber ish el re'eu b'panim b'fanim. In 1957, Dayan Weiss is suggesting a video conference. Right? He says, if one day, it sounds crazy, he says, but if one day we'll have two television sets that will be able to see each other on the television set, then perhaps the mitzvah of bikur cholim will be done just as well as it would be done if you come physically to the person's house. He said, by phone, when you can't see the person's face, you're missing out the whole experience of meeting and greeting your fellow friend. However, he says, when you're actually seeing the fellow face, and that can be done by methods of video conference, then perhaps when that day comes, that will fulfill the mitzvah of bikur cholim. And he even says, "Ubevaday en tzrichim shireh kol davar al shiro amiti." You don't have to actually see the real presence of the person. If you can see the person's face and the person's body, that's good enough. So that I find that quite amazing that many years ago, a posek is suggesting that in the future, if we have a Zoom system, then the mitzvah would be kept fulfilled the way it should be. Let's move on now to the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim. Unfortunately, I'm sure that people already are something that we're more used to, especially when people sit shiva in other countries when we can't go there. Many people make phone calls and talk to their fellow, to their relatives and their friends who are sitting shiva in different countries. This week, these past few weeks, it's getting, of course, more extreme that people are sitting shiva without having any visitors, and people are zooming in and doing WhatsApps. So obviously that should continue, and that should obviously bring a lot of nechama to the people. However, as I said before in the beginning, I'm not ruling any psak here. I just want to understand what is the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim, and can it be really fulfilled in the ultimate way using a Zoom, a video, or a telephone. So here again, Rav Moshe Feinstein, the separate tshuva, also discusses this question. And here, Rav Moshe goes into almost a brisker chakira. He mamash goes into a bit of lumdus here to try to understand the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim. As people might know, the Gemara, when it talks about the laws of Avelut, the Gemara of mourning, the Gemara many, many times explains that the laws of Avelut have two separate goals. One is the goal of comforting the people that are alive. And there's another goal about giving respect to those who died. This comes up many, many times in the halach discussions regarding Shiva and Shloshim and Kaddish, that even Kaddish itself, one could argue that it's for ourselves, for people who are alive, or some people argue that it's for the neshama, for the person who is nifter. My father used to say that in England, there's a minhag, when people have a yard site, people tell them, "We wish you long life." My father, in the beginning, when he heard that for the first time, he was very surprised, never heard that outside of England. In America, in North America, the minhag, I think, is to say, "We wish the neshama should have an aliyah." In Israel, by the way, people just don't say anything. But in North America, that's the minhag, while in England, that's the minhag. My father explained that may be the two sides of what Kaddish is trying to achieve. Is it wishing you long life? It's focusing on those who are sitting Shiva, those who are saying the Kaddish. We wish that the impact of the Kaddish will affect us. But when we say the Neshama Shnav and Aliyah, obviously we are referring to the Nifter or the Nifteret and not the people who are alive. In a similar way, Rav Moshe explains that the mitzvah of comforting mourners is supposed to achieve both in the chama, both the people who are sitting Shiva and the Nifter. I'll read it inside source number 6. Hinei b'nichum avilim ika tarte inyan. There are two halachas. Chada, the first one is letovat avilim achayim shem trudim me'od b'tzaram. People who sit Shiva are very sad. They need comfort. So when you come to the Shiva house, you're giving them strength. However, if you go down the page, he mentions a very important piece of the Nechum Avelim is Letovat Hamet. You are showing respect to the Nifter by coming to the Shiva house. Based upon this explanation, Moshe concludes, Umashmali Shimitzada Velachai Shayach Alideya Telephone. Right? He says, when it comes to give comfort to the mourner, you can achieve that idea by making a phone call, by zooming in, by doing a WhatsApp, by talking to your friend or relative who's sitting Shiva, you can fulfill the nechama, the comfort. However, he says, "Aval ha-mitzvah she-mitzvah tovat ha-meit lo shayach ela davka k'shiyavo l'sham." Interesting. He says, but to give kavod, respect to the nifter, that you can only achieve by physically coming to that person's house. I find that very interesting because, as we know, there's a very serious minhag that when we have to decide where to sit Shiva, we usually try very hard to sit Shiva in the Nifter's house. I think that's the idea. Sitting Shiva in the Nifter's house is the idea that we're giving that Nifter kavod by coming to his house, to his or her house. So Rav Moshe says, obviously, that cannot be fulfilled by a Zoom, a phone call, a video conference, or a WhatsApp. So that's Rav Moshe's opinion. What's fascinating is to go back to Rav Huttner. We mentioned before that Rav Huttner understood that the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim can be achieved by phone, just as well as it can be by physically visiting someone's house. However, says the Pachad Yitzchak, says Rav Huttner, and it's a wonderful case where Rav Huttner is combining machshava and halacha together. He says, this is not in your source sheet. Omnam legabei mitzvah tanchumei avilim, דעתי שאין מצווה זו מתקיימת על ידי שיחה טלפונית. I do not believe, says Rav Huttner, that you can achieve the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim by a telephone call. And why is that? Says Rav Huttner, a big chiddush here, he says, after the Niftar is buried, there's a very well-known minhag that all the comfort, all the people that are at Levaya make a shura, make a line, and the mourners walk behind the line, between the people standing there. And if you recall, there's also a minhag that as the mourners walk by, we close the shura around them. And Rav Huttner explains that there is some kind of halacha of surrounding the avel. He says, he even uses the language of the Rishonim that says, when you come to the house of the avel, mekifin oto, we surround him. He says we are as if creating, doing a, he says it's mamash kviut shel misibat nechama. It's a party, so-called party, of nechama, of comfort. And the physical surrounding of making the mourners feel that they are being physically surrounded by their friends, by their relatives who are hugging them, by surrounding them, that, he says, is an essential piece of the nechama. And therefore, he believes that real nechum avelim is very difficult to be achieved by a phone call, because that hakafa, that surrounding, that physical hug, as if, is not there. I find it very interesting that Pachad Yitzchak here, Rav Huttner, really is combining his philosophical understanding of what nechama is. Nechama has to also have a physical side to it, and therefore he argues that cannot be achieved by a regular phone call, or obviously by a Zoom or video conference. So until now, we chose two mitzvot, ben adam lechavero, bikur cholim and nichum avelim, two mitzvot that under these conditions of the past 2 weeks, we are not able to do them physically. And of course, we recommend highly that people should make the phone calls and make the Zoom. And I believe, and I, as I imagine everyone does, that using the technology that allows us to see people's faces does encourage people, gives them more hope and comfort in these times. So I would imagine that it would be a good idea for people to communicate with Zoom and with the WhatsApp. However, as I said, it's not so clear, according to all the poskim, if we are actually fulfilling the mitzvah in the best way that it could have been if we would have been able to go there physically. I would like to move on now, the second half of this year, to discuss mitzvot sheben adam lechavero. Is it possible to fulfill certain mitzvot ben adam lakadosh baruch hu by using Zoom? So obviously, Torah learning is something that we're fulfilling right now. So that doesn't need much of a shiur to prove that we can just feel as we're learning that there is no question that the Zoom and technologies that we have today is allowing more people to learn Torah, and that is a wonderful thing. However, I would like to discuss different shuvot that came up the past week or two. People discussed answering Kaddish, Baruch Hu, while Zooms are going on. Now, I'm not giving any psak here to anyone. I'm not telling them what to do. I am going to, though, refer to some psaks that did come out the past few days that seem to allow people to participate on a minyan that is being a Zoom minion. So firstly, I want to say the following. It's very difficult, I think, halachically, to argue that a minion can happen through Zoom. What do I mean by that? It's almost, I'll be very careful. It's very difficult, if not impossible, to argue that 10 people in 10 different rooms, 10 different houses, can come together in a minyan through Zoom. And why is that? Because the halacha is very, very clear when it comes to the requirements for 10 people to come together as a minyan. I'm going to go back to my source sheet, and you can see that in source number A, the Shulchan Aruch argues, Tzarich shiukol ha'asara b'makom echa b'shliach tzibur imahem. The Shulchan Aruch says that all 10 have to be in the same place, and the chazan, the shliach tzibur, must be with them together. There are discussions in the Rishonim, and the Shulchan Aruch discusses these questions. What happens if someone's outside a shul, for example? Person's walking by a shul, and here is Kaddish, and here is Baruch Hu. Is he part of the minyan or not? Now, I'm not talking right now about answering. That's a totally different question about answering. If a person, let's say, walks in the street, and here is a Kaddish going on in the shul, that's a separate question. I'm talking right now whether or not the person is across the street from a shul, for example, the window is open, and he's in his house, and the shul is going on across the street, can he be part of the minyan? So the Shulchan Aruch says, "Mi she'omed ma'achorei bet knesset, you're standing behind a shul, b'nehem chalon, afilu gavoa kamakomot, mitztaref imen la'asara." The Shulchan Aruch says, if you're behind a shul, but there's a window, and there's a window that's open, obviously, between you, maybe not obviously, okay, we'll get to that, u'b'nehem chalon, u'mare lehem panim. Oh, this is a very important piece. He says, if you can see the person's face, mistaref imen la'asara. Shulchan Aruch seems to say, and if you see the person's face, that might be good enough for a minyan. I have to tell you that the past few days here on Alon Shavuot, not the past few days, actually a few days ago, when there were minyanim still going on outside. Right now in Alon Shavuot, to my knowledge, there are no minyanim. But a few days ago, there were some minyan going on. People from their balconies and houses were standing, some in the streets, some in the balconies, and they were all coming together as a minyan. Obviously, it's it's great to daven together. I am not so convinced that in each and every case, if the 10 people, if there are 10 people on the balconies, if they're really mitzarif. And why is that? Because the Rama says explicitly, gagim ve'aliyot, right? He says, rooftops, einam bichlal bayit, ve'almed elem ein mitzarif. He says that if you stand on a rooftop, you are not considered you're not considered part of the minyan. Ha'almed elem ein mitzarif. So it seems, and I'll soon bring the Aruch HaShulchan, who seems to argue this. It seems that if you're standing in a different reshut, in a different house, very difficult for you to be considered part of the 10 gathering for a minyan. Meaning, if you're behind a shul wall and the window is open, if you're behind a shul and there's a door open, even if you're not in the physical room, we can argue that you can be part of the minyan because you're connected somehow to the building. But if you're a different building, if you're in a different house, as the Aruch HaShulchan explains, I'll go to source number 10. The Aruch HaShulchan says, "Vaday he says here, if he says, you're standing in Nizrat Nashim in a shul, lo yitztarfu ima umdiv the knesset, af sheyesh chalonot, מעזרת נשים בבית הכנסת, ורואים אלו פניהם, כיוון שמחיצות גמורות הן הווי שתי רשויות. He says, even in shuls, that the עזרת נשים, in some shuls, עזרת נשים is mamash section, is like two different, separate room. He says, if that's really true, he's not sure if men standing on both sides can actually be mitzarif, because they're shtei rishuyot, they're two domains. So in two domains, we don't mitzarif. So to argue that you can be mitzarif by Zoom is very, very difficult. What people did suggest is that if there are 10 people and they have a minyan, and from their minyan they are broadcasting a Zoom to other people, then one can argue that perhaps under those circumstances, then people seeing them may answer to their Kaddish, to their Baruch Hu, and somehow be part of the minyan by saying Kaddish. So again, I am not giving any ruling here. There are people that said that this can work, and I'm not arguing at all with that opinion. I just want to point out that this question regarding a voice on a machine like a radio or a telephone, or in this case, a Zoom, is an old question, just like the questions that came up by Rav Moshe Feinstein and other postmen about making a phone call for Bikur Cholim in the 20th century. Many poskim discussed whether or not you can be yotze mitzvot by a phone call or by a radio or by other technologies, a gramophone they were talking about. And here there are a lot of different opinions. I just want to suggest, I just want to read a few of them to you. One of the more lenient opinions that really considered a voice on a phone call just as good as a voice in a room was the Minchat Eliezer, the Minchat Elazar. The Minchat Elazar, in his tshuva here, he argues that when it comes to certain mitzvot like Megillah and Brachot, he says you're yotzei using the telephone. He has this whole thing that a shofar doesn't work. But as you can see here, if you follow the course with me, lechen inyan Megillah. נשארתי עם יוצא השומע מהקורא בטלפון, ומכל הצדדים שחתר השואל לא מצאתי לעשור. Minchas Elazar in 20th century argued that reading the Megillah on a telephone, he believes is okay, and accordingly one could argue that reading the Megillah on the radio would be okay. By the way, it's not very different, you could argue, but it's not very different than just using a microphone. Would it be possible to read the Megillah in a shul by microphone? Might be a similar question to this question. And the Minchat Elazar really argues that that would work. Based upon this opinion, by the way, and by the way, he wasn't the only one, if I'm not mistaken, Rabbi Tzvi Pesach Frank, the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim, also ruled that using a radio is okay. He didn't like the idea, but b'di'evet he thought it works. And I know that already, I'm sure people are aware that already this year on Purim, many rabbis use this psak to permit people, if they're at home and they can't leave the house, then they should listen on the radio or on Zoom or on WhatsApp. They can listen to a Megillah reading. It's interesting to point out that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, who really didn't know a lot about technology and really understood how radios and microphones work, in his tshuva, the Mincha Shlomo, I have it here in front of you on the source sheet, he points out that with all due respect, he says, to the poskim permit listening to Megillah on a telephone or a radio or a microphone, he says, they don't really understand the technology. But I do, and therefore he explains why when you hear the voice of someone on a radio, you're not hearing that person's voice. You are hearing as if a metal voice, if you want, a recording of that voice. That's not the original voice of someone who's motzi you. And he has a long tshuva here that he really thinks that it's not a good idea to use these technologies to fulfill mitzvah. However, as I mentioned, there were other poskim, including Rav Moshe, and this is, I think, one of the more practical, relevant tshuvot that might be practical for some of us right now. I assume that there's some people that are listening right now to this shiur that are aware of this tshuva, and perhaps they even use it on a weekly basis. Rav Moshe permitted making havdalah on a telephone. In source number 7, Rav Moshe talks about binyan shmiat havdalah al-yedei telephone,
לאישה הנמצאת בבית חולים. אם אי אפשר לה שתשמע הבדלה במקומה, ודאי יש לה לשמוע על ידי הטלפון.
Rav Moshe says that it's better, of course, to hear Abdullah from someone that's standing next to you. But if you cannot, and his example is hospital, obviously in today's world we would say the situations that we're in today are people in their homes, they can't go to shul. Rav Moshe says you can make Abdullah on the phone, and he even explains at the end, V'chein tzarich la'anot amein al bracha shishumim in the telephone, the microphone misafik. That's a very important piece of Rav Moshe, that Rav Moshe says, when you hear a bracha on the phone or a microphone, you should say amen on the bracha, which could be used today, I think, in a very practical way. Firstly, I think that making havdalah for people that can't come to shul today is a very good idea, to do on WhatsApp, to do on Zoom. Making havdalah, use Rav Moshe's tshuva, I would say almost even lechatchila today, under the situation of today's of the times that we're living in, would be a very, very, very good idea. People sometimes do havdalah today with singing, and a great way to bring havdalah to people's houses by a Zoom or a WhatsApp. I think that would be a wonderful idea. Regarding kaddish. So again, using this idea of Rav Moshe, if there are 10 people that are broadcasting out a minyan, so I think Rav Moshe would also say that you can answer Kaddish to a person saying Kaddish over Zoom, and perhaps that's considered to be that you're participating in the saying of Kaddish. I think this is also a good suggestion. I have to admit that I can say this because I'm saying Kaddish this year, so I can say that it's obviously it's a very emotional thing, Kaddish. Everyone understands that Kaddish is not doche pikuach nefesh, and Kaddish is not a mitzvah deoraita. We should, of course, in normal times, try to say Kaddish as much as we can, but if the circumstances are that we cannot say Kaddish, then, as I said in the beginning of today's shir, we believe that the Iluy of the Neshama will happen because we are doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do. I want to suggest, by the way, the side remark, people are interested, there is a Kaddish that was written in the Gaonim period for people who can't go to shul and say Kaddish in the minyan. It's Kaddish L'Yachid. It's not a real Kaddish, but it's still a Kaddish that was written by the Gaonim 1,000 years ago, called Kaddish Le'Yachid. So if ever interested, I can send it to them. You can also Google it, Kaddish Le'Yachid of the Gaonim, and you'll find it online. If people, I know that someone that I spoke to just now who's sitting Shiva, it really meant a lot to them that I suggested such a Kaddish to be said. If that brings people Nechama, so let it be. Go ahead and say that Kaddish. If it makes you feel better to say Kaddish on a, if there are 10 people on a minyan and you can zoom in, matov, you should do the same. But like I said before, I think it's very, very difficult. It's actually almost impossible to argue that you can actually make a real minyan by the means of Zoom. And that's why I don't think that any posek actually meant to create a minyan by Zoom. So, if we were to sum up what we discussed today, we divide today's shir into mitzvot ben adam lechavero and ben adam lamakom. When it comes to ben adam lechavero, we suggested that the mitzvah of bikur cholim and nichum avelim under today's circumstances can and should be done with methods of phone calls or WhatsApps and Zooms. Are you actually achieving the original mitzvah? That's debatable, but that should not stop us, of course, of using these methods to reach out to those in need. When it comes to Ben Adam Lamakom, we suggested that already in the 20th century, the poskim had a big machloket whether or not voices on the radio and a microphone are considered to be real voices of people for the purpose of saying that being moti people. We saw the important tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein when it comes to Havdalah, that you can be moti someone on the phone, maybe not milchatchila, but for sure b'di'eved, which I think is a psak that we should really use today in our communities. And besides Havdalah, I said, there's room to argue that if there's a minyan going on, we can zoom in and say Kaddish and answer Baruch Hu even to a minyan going on Zoom. If there are any questions at this point, I'm very happy to I'll unmute whoever needs to whoever would like to talk and ask a question. I'm very happy if people have a question to ask or to about what we spoke about. I'm going to unmute people 1 second. I have a way of doing this, I know. Here, manage participants. Unmute all. Okay. Everyone, no one is muted now.
Is it logistical planning? Or is it actually
So if people want to ask a question, this is it. You have the microphone.
It could be any of this, but which is why. And there are occupational therapists that work with hand surgeons
okay.
that help.
Maybe I will just unmute. I will go back to you.
For 6 weeks, they want to put it in a position that
I will just
compromise the surgery, okay. but we'll keep the tendons in the best position that after.
Okay. Everyone can unmute themselves if they want to ask a question. Like I said before, and we'll end with that, these times on one hand are very challenging to us, but I think we should be very, very thankful that we're living in times that we are able to use these technologies. I mean, can you imagine living in times when people were really stuck in their homes and could not communicate at all to each other? Baruch Hashem, the technology that we have today allows us to be in contact with each other, to learn, to talk, to discuss, to see each other's faces. As we saw before in the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, seeing someone's face really does a lot, brings a lot of comfort and encouragement to people, and that's something we're very blessed with the fact that we have these means of seeing each other. And Bezrat Hashem, we should just meet again for under better conditions and better times. I want to wish everyone refuah shleima and to be strong. L'shana haba b'Yerushalayim habnuya. Kol tuv, everyone. Thank you very much.